Hey there, wild one. January 1st feels official, but it's actually a human-made start. It's not a seasonal one. The calendar that we use today wasn't even widely adopted until just a few hundred years ago. And for most of history, new beginnings were marked by spring, harvest, or the moon, not midwinter. And while people have always reflected at the start of a year, with resolutions, they used to be about values and vows, not fixing yourself. There's something about January 1st that feels loud. Even if you don't care about resolutions, the pressure's there, and it can feel like you're already behind before the new year even begins. This new year, new you, and big goals with immediate action. So if you're feeling that and it already feels a little heavy, you're not alone. You're human and tapped in. So just remember, if big goals are feeling wrong right now, that's not failure. It's winter.
Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward.
I want to go back in time and talk about the calendar that we use. It's called the Gregorian calendar, and it's the calendar system that most of the world uses today. It was introduced in 1582 by Pope Gregory as a correction to the older Julian calendar, which had slowly drifted out of sync with the solar year. And the drift mattered because it affected agricultural seasons, religious holidays, especially Easter, and the coordination of time across regions. So you may be wondering, what changed? How did this happen? Well, leap years were adjusted to better match the Earth's orbit, and the calendar became more astronomically accurate. But to do so, 10 days were skipped to realign dates with the seasons. So just remember, the Gregorian calendar is a human-made system for organizing time. It's not a natural seasonal one. So you might be wondering, when was this adopted? This is important because January 1st feeling official is really quite recent. So in 1582, it was adopted immediately by Catholic countries like Italy, Spain, Portugal, and France. And in the 1700s, so notice there, that's like 282 years plus that it took for Protestant countries to adopt it. By 1752, Britain and its colonies, including America, adopted it. So now we're late, mid 1700s, okay? 1800s to the 1900s, it gradually got adopted worldwide. In the 20th century, it became the global civic standard. So for most of human history, January 1st was not universally recognized as the start of the year. So what was the start? How did cultures mark it? The spring equinox, it symbolized renewal. Harvest seasons, lunar cycles, and religious seasons. Modern resolutions are tied more to industrial time than natural rhythms. So all this made me wonder, well, then where did New Year's resolutions come from? And the idea of making promises at the start of the year is ancient. The way that we do it now, very modern. Okay, so Babylonians over 4,000 years ago, would make promises to the gods at the new year. And often this was in the spring. And it was usually about returning borrowed items or paying their debts. These were moral or relational commitments, not self-improvement goals. And the Romans honored Janus, the god of doorways and transitions. The month January is named after him. People reflected on the past and they made vows for the future. So kind of adrift, right? So how are resolutions what they became today? Well, the 19th and 20th centuries, resolutions changed alongside industrialization, productivity culture, clock-based work, that good old 9-to-5, you guys, capitalism, and self-optimization, which turned resolutions into individual, performance-based, measurable, and tied to self-discipline and self-control. So it was a big shift happening. Instead of how do I want to live my life, resolutions became what do I need to fix about myself? I'm going to say that again. That's a massive shift that happened over hundreds of years, okay? How do I want to live my life is how we used to reflect on this. And it became, what do I want to fix about myself? This is kind of crazy, right? Because resolutions, we start in January 1st and we get really committed and we say for months and weeks at the end of the year that we're going to wait until the new year and then we're going to hit it hard. And then people do, but they typically slow down and stop after about 11 days to that 3-week mark. And by February, most resolutions are done, which then just fills us with shame and disappointment. So you might wonder, why are they failing so quickly? Well, a lot of common reasons that people quit their goals is they create goals that are way too big. Their motivation fades. Life resumes and it's not sustainable to add another thing. And the shame of missing a day or getting behind and not being consistent starts to set in. Studies are consistently showing that 80% of resolutions are abandoned by February, and most within the first 2 to 3 weeks. And it's not because people are lazy. It's because January is winter in the Northern Hemisphere. Energy is naturally lower in the winter. Why? Nature is dormant. Your body wants rest, not expansion. This is not a go, go, go time. This is a timing problem, not a motivational one. Winter has never been a season of becoming. It's always been a season of remembering. You look at winter, especially nature, like if you let nature be your teacher, specifically with the seasons, you can understand very clearly that winter is for rest, roots, stillness, and gathering strength for what's ahead. Nothing is blooming. Growth is all happening underground. If you apply that to yourself, right? Internal. It's a great time for reflection and introspection. Energy is being conserved, not expanded. Winter is not a beginning season. It is a preparation season. Let it be a listening season. So it makes complete sense that trying to overhaul your life come January 1st feels wrong. And it's not that you're failing. It's that winter isn't asking you to do that. I want to offer you a gentler way to step into the new year. One that actually might feel more aligned with the season that we're in. So if winter's not asking us to overhaul our lives, what is winter asking you for? Let's talk about goals, right? This is the pressure today is to create goals or resolutions. Well, goals are what you're going to do. It's a state of doing. Intentions is how and who you are while you're doing. It's a state of being. Intentions don't push you. They help orient you. They give you a way to move through life and not conquer it. It's something you can return to over and over again, like to become a North Star. It's not something that you complete or check off and then you move on. So I've compiled something into a simple exercise or guide for you to do. And it's not a planner and it's not a system. It's much simpler than that. It's just a way to reorient when life is shifting. And I am calling it the Wildly Intentional Compass. So instead of asking yourself, what do I need to do? Which is this feeling of setting goals, creating resolutions, and doing, the guide helps you ask, how do I want to be? It helps you with that shift from doing to being. And it's simple. I offer up some ideas that you can choose, right? Like an intention that could be either a word, an animal, or a sign from nature or outside, or something you can start to click into. Notice around you daily. The simplicity of it matters because it's nothing that needs to be overcomplicated. It's nothing that's going to take you a ton of time, but it's something that's going to simply connect you and help you slow down and make observations. And it's seasonal. The thing too about a new year's resolution and that whole mantra of new year, new you, right? Is this pressure that this is for a year. And then if you abandon it, then, well, next year. No, I don't subscribe to that. I think it's more set an intention. And when it doesn't work for you anymore, notice what it is about that you need to change. And then simply choose another one. And it's just kind of an evolving thing that you can be doing whenever it feels right for you. So this guide's meant to be seasonal and revisitable, something that you can come back to, like I said, whenever you outgrow your word or your sign or your animal. And it's just meant for you to have as like a little personal guide. So instead of asking yourself, what should I do this year? You might want to just begin by asking, how do I want to move through this season? So I can give you a couple examples because this has looked different for me in different years. I got really into choosing a word one year. And the word that I chose in 2023 was rhythm. And I went all in on rhythm. I was trying to figure out my meal planning rhythms and homeschool rhythms and morning rhythms and just that sense of like, this is how I do this. And I wrestled with that word for over 2 years. That's how long it felt relevant for me. And you know where it led me? Coming up with the concept of routines. And I talk about this because it also helped me to launch and organize my thoughts and to compile everything into the Wild and Rooted seasonal journals and planners. That is essentially like the culmination of my 2 years worth of working with rhythm. And for me, that was really big. And when I felt like that, I think I'm not completely perfect in how I execute my rhythms and routines, right? No one is. But I understand the flow better and that you don't plan every minute and that you're just really trying to figure out how you're going about your days and what's important. So for me, in 2023, it was rhythm. Now, last year, I didn't sit down and necessarily declare a word. But upon reflecting this year and figuring out what I was doing for intentions and what was meaningful to me, I realized a word was constantly showing up for me. And if you've listened to some recent episodes, this word's probably not going to surprise you. But it was deer. The animal deer. I found my first deer shed. I killed my first buck. And it felt like the deer we were seeing out on hikes and on drives and stuff a lot. And it was always there in bigger moments. Even my uncle's death, for example, after that happened, a baby deer walked out. So there were just always signs of a deer. And I just was like very, very into observing the deer and understanding the patterns of the deer and the rut and how observant they are, and they're a prey animal, and just very, very, very into the deer this year. I'm still figuring out my word for 2026. And I'm doing something totally different that I aligned with the solstice this year in setting intentions. And that's actually what brought me to the compass as a guide. So if that sounds interesting to you, that's there for you in the show notes or on my website. And if you're called to it, I hope that it helps you in finding what you're looking for in this year and how you're going about living your life. And for some people, having a tangible reminder helps. Like a bracelet that you can wear and touch throughout the day. I've made these and worn these for years as well. And so if that's interest of you, that's also there on the website. And if not, that's okay too. And later in January, as we start to prepare for the spring and the goal setting, I'm going to be doing what I call my grow challenge. So you'll see more on that later when it feels more aligned and the energy of waking up and moving is starting to come about. But if today feels quiet to you instead of motivating, that's okay. That's actually right on point, seasonally, intuitively. So if all you do is notice today what's already growing beneath the surface within you, and you lean into rest and solitude and reflection and intentions and introspection, that's more than enough. That's perfect. You don't have to bloom yet. You're allowed to rest. And when it's time to grow, you'll know. Thanks for listening today, Wild One. Take it easy and happy 2026. I'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentionally.